105.7 CFW 80s 90s. More McKay in the morning along with you. Think this over, and I'll tell you what it is in like 7 minutes. The average American says they did this for the first time at 16 years of age. Okay? What do you think it is? Not that. Something else. All right? Stay close.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through.
the next to be with you.
Why be alone when we can be together, baby? You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. When it's through, it's through. The fate would twist the both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
I'm the one.
Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waiting on a line of
waiting on
the
line. Yeah, just to be the next to be.
That's Mr. Big to be with you, 105.7 CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. So the average American says that they did this for the first time when they were 16. So what is it? It is have a cup of coffee. That's right. The average American starts drinking coffee at about the age of 16 now. So I did not. I know I was, it was when my first morning radio show that I had. And that was, how old was I at the time? Probably 25 or 26. And I remember about 2 days in of doing the morning show and the coffee was brewing. And I just thought, I need some coffee. I'm not used to getting up this because I would get up back then. I would get up at probably about 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes, 3:45, things like that, to get up, get to the station on time and all that. So I was tired and I was used to staying up late at night, and all of a sudden I'm doing this morning thing. And once I had that first cup of coffee, it was like, oh, so this is why we're doing. Got it. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So in a matter of fact, speaking of that, I think I'll have a sip right now.
Higher desire.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. There goes you two with Desire. It's Mike McKay along with you. Time for our birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers. You need to get somebody on the list. It's so easy to do. Open up that Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW. Drop me a text. Let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll make sure they get on the list. You know somebody that's celebrating next week. Drop me a text today. Tell me about it. I'll make sure when the day rolls around, they're on there, okay? So you don't need to wait until the day of or the day before. You let me know in advance, and I'll make sure that they're on the list. Birthday and anniversaries brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers. They're right across in the Oakwood Mall. You know where they are. You're looking for jewelry, the perfect piece of jewelry. It's Lasker Jewelers. And you know what? It is getting closer. I know. It's the 22nd of October. Getting closer. We're not that far off. Gift-giving time will be here before we know it. And the perfect gift is waiting at Lasker Jewelers. So when you stop in there, make sure you tell them Mike McKay sent you in, okay? I'd appreciate that. Let me see. Andrea Finn celebrating a birthday today. Jen Behrens is on the birthday list. And Cecilia and Trevor Barnes celebrating their wedding anniversary today. So happy, happy to one and all if it's your birthday or anniversary. Hope it's going to be a great day today. Celebs that you're celebrating birthdays with. Jonathan Lipnicki is 35. Remember the movie Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise? That's the, Jonathan Lipnicki was the little kid on there. Yeah, he's 35 now. Let me see. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 50. If you ever watched Modern Family, he was Mitchell on there. Jeff Goldblum, the actor, he was in The Fly. Remember the movie The Fly? Oh, he got real creepy as that movie went along. He was also in The Big Chill. He's been in a lot of different movies. Jurassic Park also, yeah, 73. And Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown from Back to the Future movies. Christopher Lloyd is 87. So there you go. So once again, happy birthday, happy anniversary. If it's your day, hope it's going to be great.
Lake Halley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
We were walking through this farmer's market on a Saturday morning.
Every story starts out differently.
I stopped to smell the sunflowers at one stand, and when I turned back, I saw him kneeling down right there between the baskets of apples and jars of honey.
And every story's special.
We were at home watching the same movie we saw together on our very first date. Then the picture changed to a slideshow he'd secretly made. Photos of us from all these years together. The last slide said, "Will you marry me?"
For 100 years, our family's been proud to play a small role in celebrating and commemorating engaging moments of love and loving moments of engagement. And while the stories are different,
he took me skating.
When you ask her with Alaska.
I was nervous on the ice, but he kept holding my hands and he pulled off his mitten and pulled out a little box from his coat.
They always end the same.
And the ring was...
And the ring was... And the ring was perfect for me.
Perfect for me.
Perfect for me.
In Eau Claire and online at Laskers.com.
Laskers, start your love story here.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
CFW.
I'm
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. There goes Flock of Seagulls. It's Mike McKay along with you. If you've been thinking about maybe a new groomer for your pets, or perhaps you just got a new furry family member and you need a groomer, might I suggest Rough Life Pet Hotel. They're right off of Business 53 in Lake Alley. They're right between Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. They're conveniently located. If you know where Marquardt RV is, right off of Business 53, they're kind of right behind there. There's a great location, and what a staff. They've also brought on now more groomers so that they can take care of more family members, furry family members, so to speak. Gigi, we've been taking her there for years, and absolutely love all the services that they have at Rough Life Pet Hotel, and you will too. So if you're looking for a groomer or you need a groomer, Rough Life Pet Hotel, check them out. Go take a peek at their website, roughlifepethotel.com. That's R-U-F-F, lifepethotel.com. And when you get a hold of them, do me a favor. Tell them Mike McKay. Better yet, tell them Gigi sent you in there, okay? And they'll get you all taken care of. You're going to love it. Rough Life Pet Hotel. Trust me, they are the best, no doubt. Here's Steve Miller Band now. Rockin' Me is on 105.7 CFW.
Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW. We'll be right back.
singing to guitar, swinging to the bass in the back of my car. Ain't got money, ain't got no gas, but we get where we're going if we swing real fast. I'll scream, you'll scream, and I'll scream for her. Don't even talk, cause you can't ignore her.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, it will go make cry. Sweet cherry pie, oh yeah. She's my cherry pie. Put a smile on your face, 10 miles wide. Looks so good, bring a tear to your eyes. Sweet cherry pie, yeah. My, yeah. All night long. Hey, hey.
My daughter no more.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie, oh yeah. She's my cherry pie. Put a smile on your face, 10 miles wide. Looks so good, bring a tear to your eye. Sweet cherry pie, sweet cherry pie.
That's Warren Cherry Pie, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. All right, coming up in just a few minutes. Give me like 8 minutes, okay? Story out of Italy where a guy is, he's getting state benefits because of a workplace accident decades ago, okay? But police became suspicious that he was not being truthful about his injuries. Wait till you hear what happened. Wait till you hear how he was found out, if you will. It's on the way here at 105.7 CFW.
Ooh, baby, I love your way every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the face.
See the sunset in your eyes. brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't
Claire and the Chippewa Valley's At Work Station.
All day at work, my radio's on.
105.7 CFW.
Kenny Loggins, Footloose, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. All right, check out this story out of Italy. Here's a guy, he's 74 years old, the unidentified man. He's 74 years old, and he had a workplace accident decades ago, and he became blind from this accident. And so for the last 50 years, he's been collecting benefits because he was totally blind, except the problem was apparently he wasn't blind. He's been receiving state support in Italy for 50 years, but suspicions started to arise recently when Italy's finance police were notified that there was some inconsistencies during routine checks of this guy. So they launched an undercover investigation, and they said what they found was astonishing. Officers followed this guy and filmed him. He navigated the city with ease, without any problems. He was seen gardening with sharp tools, inspecting fruits and vegetables at the market, and paying for items, all without any assistance. They said that it appeared that he could really see. Also, police said the final piece of evidence was when the man was spotted multiple times watching exotic dancers in a private club. The evidence, they said, was enough to charge him with fraud against the state. Authorities now have suspended all his benefits. They've launched a tax audit as well. He's going to end up in court. No word, by the way, on whether or not any of these strippers will have to go and testify. The strippers got him.
Chippewa Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay, powered by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of funding within the next 2 weeks due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. According to a press release, the food share program receives all of its funding from the federal government. Without that funding, nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites who rely on the program may lose that assistance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also encouraging residents who use food share to ensure their contact and mailing information is up to date. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand access to firearms. The legislative package would make firearms, ammunition, and other items exempt from sales tax on the 4th of July and during the third week of December each year. It would also allow residents to concealed carry their firearms without a license and strengthen language protecting the right to keep and bear arms in the state constitution. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed similar firearm legislation in the past. The Menominee Farmers Market is reminding residents that their indoor market will begin operating over the next couple of weeks. According to a press release, the indoor market will be open from 9 a.m. to noon on the first and third Saturdays of the month between November and April. In addition to providing residents with an opportunity to support local farm producers, the markets will also feature live music at the Raw Deal in downtown Menominee. In addition to locally produced food, residents can also find handcrafted gifts at the market. Following the fatal crash in Polk County last week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again urging residents to practice proper safety when using ATVs and UTVs. DNR officials are urging riders to wear their helmet and seatbelt when operating the vehicles amid an uptick in fatal crashes this year. According to their data, 70% of the crashes this year involved riders who were not wearing their helmet or seatbelt. DNR officials are also reminding riders not to operate their ATV or UTV while intoxicated. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated shower possible in the afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with a high near 47. For tonight, gradually decreasing clouds, a chilly night with lows near 30. On Thursday, sunny skies, a little bit warmer with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 42.
CFW.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
We'll be right back.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, more. It's Mike along with you. Yesterday we made the announcement. I had the opportunity to check with Jake Lynch over at Summer Jam, and Styx was added to the lineup for 2026. They're going to be a headliner there. And more artists and more announcements coming your way over the next few weeks. So you keep it right here at 105.7 CFW, the Valley's official station for Summer Jam. It's going to be so great. Tickets are on sale, by the way. GA, VIP tickets, all levels, camping, everything is on sale, and everything is at the lowest price right now. So if you're interested, head to summerjamwi.com. Might as well get your tickets. Maybe that would be a good idea for a, you know, Christmas present. Surprise somebody with that. Or maybe an anniversary that's coming up, whatever it might be. So summerjamwi.com, and of course, all the info will be here as it comes in with CFW. All right, it's Wednesday. You should be dancing.
CFW. still cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds from Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cold Medina.
Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW. Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind.